came here to be masters. Don't you know that's going to be an awfully different person than the one who walked in this door? And don't you know that it means change? And don't you know that if you're hung up on your sexuality and you're hung up on all of that, you're hung up on chemicals and you're hung up on redemption, don't you know that you're going to be a different person and that you need to be in order to become what you have come here to learn? And don't you know that all the things that you fathom the Master can be are at hand? Don't you know they're closer than the breath in your lungs? But what is it that you choose? You choose to be unchallenged. This is going to challenge you, my beautiful people. It is no accident that the great ones are few, because you will have to overcome your humanity. That's not easy. Because you do everything for the glory of other people. And you need them, you know. We do warrior cries in here, we do CNE, and you get that great spiritual cry coming. That releases so much emotions. Puts all of that protein in the blood. Don't you know it's a life force happening? Don't you know that when you give that warrior cry, you are releasing that suppressed emotion you're afraid to look at? Releases why you feel so marvelous, feel light, because in your blood is an extraordinary amount of amino acids in the form of peptides, in the form of proteins. These are all life-giving agents. That's why you feel so wonderful. Because it is a release and it is a surrender to God. But it takes work. How long is it going to take you to get the message? How long is it going to take you to become wealthy? When you stop depending upon woe is me to get an emotional charge. That's how long. When you stop feeling pity for yourself. That's how long. When you stop using other people. When you stop stealing. When you stop lying, when you stop all of those things that's given you your advantage in life, when you stop all of that and take a stand. And you know the truth about yourself and you go digging and you get it out. And you're going to manifest that. That's when it will happen. And you know when you're going to get well? When you stop feeling sorry for yourself. And realize you have gotten really far in this life by being an abused child. And it's just about to get you. Enough. Enough. That's a lot of change. And you can't love people for money, though you do. Seems to be an important thing. You don't even know what it is until you know truth. Then we'll talk about love. Then we'll really talk about the spiritual substance that is rare and beautiful. Then we will learn what it is. Until then, you don't know what it is. Are you willing to admit that? And are you willing to change? Are you willing to admit to yourself and pull out all of your dirty secrets and look at them? Because you're going to have to. Either you do it now, or you do it when this baby is over with, and then it's going to be appalling. And then you're going to be appalled at how many of us watched it all. You can be free. It is important that you do that. And there comes an extraordinary detachment in being that way. Then you're even and level, honorable. And that is a rare, rare thing in the world, my beautiful people. Rare. You're willing to do that? Some, not all. But that's what it's going to take. And then how long does the mastery take? Not long. Because like magic, you'll be flooded with an indescribable joy. And it is as if the world has been released from your shoulders, and it will be. And that's when you break that cycle in the body of emotional dependency, when you're free of it. You are free. Then you are totally present. Don't go looking for trouble. Don't go looking for your past, and don't beg for it to come back into your life. If you do, you're a fool. The moment you do, you leave the present, the magical present. The magical present. This one. You're stuck back here. Why would you leave this for this? None of us have ever done that. We don't have any desire to do that. Why should you? Think about it.